This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We are so desperate to figure out who the quarterback of the Browns is going to be next year that we are going to make things larger than life. And so for that...
What do you mean,
we turn
larger
to Jeff
than
up.
Life?
We're going to make it larger than life.
Nope, it's just information, Andy. Good information.
Oh, you're hiding beneath your news ethics on this.
No.
Yes, you are.
Good
you
information.
Are. All right, give me some good information about the quarterback that you're extremely high on right now.
Why am I extremely high on him?
Because you put all this effort into this. That's why. And I appreciate your effort, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, well done.
I can really tell you're excited about that.
Well, I was yelling at kids about hustling to the net last night. Jeff was sitting back, looking at things and saying, oh, I've got a fantastic bit for the show.
Well, you know, I wouldn't say that. Mary Kay Cabot yesterday, you know, broke some news that, hey, Carson Wentz is...
I'm not mad at you, but is it really breaking news that the Browns might be interested in a quarterback if another quarterback isn't? It's nothing against Mary Kay. This is how desperate we are to figure out who the quarterback is. The news is, if the Browns don't have a quarterback, this free agent might be someone they're looking at. Is that really news?
Well, apparently it is, because it got picked up by like every national, you know,
I know.
Reaggregate, whatever it is thing is that everybody does.
I think the thing that
everybody rewrites Mary Kay's stuff, gives her credit, and posts it on their website.
And that's fine. But Jeff, you said this like a month ago.
You mean
you said exactly the same thing? Hey, maybe the only thing you didn't
mean I
say,
threw this name out like at the beginning of free
like
agency
day
and said
one. This is not about you know running around and saying oh I was first. It has nothing to do with that. But let's just have some common sense here, right?
Yeah, there's a small pool of available quarterbacks who might have fit the bill, and he's one of them.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, I got people are texting me Carson Wentz. What?
Yeah, like, now see that you're talking
I'm
right
like,
there,
guys. What, these are the same people that sent the throw up emojis to me when the Browns traded for Kenny Pickett. So I'm just let's simmer down. They're gonna get a quarterback.
Simmer.
Let's figure out who it is when they get here. But you could throw any free agent quarterback in the NFL into this mix. But today, Jeff, we are going to put Carson Wentz on the Mount Rushmore of future Browns quarterbacks,
oh,
aren't we?
Oh, it's going to be fabulous.
Baskin and Phelps present Getting to Know Carson Wentz.
Oh, I love it. I love that. Oh, man. Ted, you killed it.
Come
Keep
on,
going.
Man. Give the guy a little love.
Fine. If they bring him in, he's a quarterback.
Give the guy a little respect.
Can we get someone that knows how to throw the ball to the Browns more than the other team? Is that asking too much? And knows where the end zone is? Sorry for breaking it down to its most simplistic elements.
We're going to do this throughout the show, so we got little tidbits, some of them personal, some of them professional.
Okay, well, let's do personal. I like the TMZ.
All right, we'll
one.
Start with personal.
Okay, good.
He originally was born in North Carolina, and then his family moved to North Dakota when he was a little lad.
Mm.
As a high school freshman, Carson Wentz was 5'8". By the time he graduated, he was 6'5", baby. He was also valedictorian of his high school, Century High School,
wow,
in Bismarck, North Dakota.
You know, that would make him the second class valedictorian from North Dakota if he should come here, correct?
That we know of?
That we would know of, yes.
The other one, Travis Hafner.
That's right.
Travis was valedictorian of his class of 8. Somebody had to be. So there you go. The first of our get to know Carson.
Can you really hang your hat on that? Can you hang your hat on that valedictorian in a class of 8?
Yep.
It's like if you win your fantasy football league and you think you're good at fantasy football, all right, you're better than those 11 guys for this year. That's all that means.
Yep. Shouldn't there be a minimum number of at bats to be a class valedictorian?
Nope.
If you can beat Andy. Oh.
Like, you have to have at least 25 people in your class.
You
to be
can
a class
only beat who you can beat.
Right?
You play who's on the schedule.
I don't want to derail this totally, but you've never been to a track meet where only one person is running a race?
What do you mean one person?
How'd that go?
What are you talking about?
They got the gold medal. They got all the points in the gold medal.
So there you go. Throughout the day, we'll get to know Carson Wentz, so stay tuned.
Cavs lose last night, their third in a row to the Sacramento Kings. They were the third team that they've lost to consecutively. 123-119, your final. Cavs just their 8th loss on the road all season long. This West Coast swing already feels long after 2 losses. And defensive breakdowns in the second, like in the first quarter, I was like, okay, this is the Cavs I know. They're up 22-15, and they could have been up even way more if they would have been able to convert a couple more buckets, because Sacramento, I think, had like 7 turnovers in that first quarter. And then what happened after the break? What an amazing speech they must have given in that locker room at Sacramento last night, because they came out and ripped the Cavs for 43 points.
Yeah.
They scored 76 points in the second half alone.
76.
Oh, were you calling for the Philadelphia song there?
No, that might be later, though.
All right, so, and then the Cavs end up losing last night.
Kings made 46% of their three-pointers.
I don't know.
No Domantas Sabonis.
Monk's dunk in the second half, it still hurts my face.
No Zach LaVine.
Right? Did you see that dunk in third? Oh, it hurts my face.
Oh, the one where it came down the lane?
Yeah, boom.
Yeah, I did.
Posterized.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not good.
Over
it was
Sam Merrill.
Yeah, but you know what was interesting? So he gets the dunk on Sam Merrill, and my favorite thing in basketball happened right after that. The Cavs got the ball back down the floor, and Okoro hit a 3.
Like,
I love that. I love when the crowd is going crazy, and then all of a sudden you go back down and you nail a 3. They're like, shh.
How's that go?
Shh.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw part of the Sacramento feed last night, Jeff. They have the coolest little element when they do the game. So when someone hits a 3 for the Kings, does everyone do that? So what they do is they make the little circle 3 sign.
Yeah.
You know, and then what happens is when they change the number, so let's just say they had 120 and it went to 123, this little, what would you call that?
It looked like it's an like okay the wise, sign.
Yeah, like the okay three
okay
finger.
Okay with three fingers.
And it pops up.
Yeah.
But that was the only thing I liked about their broadcast last night. Anyway.
They speak highly of you.
Are we worried, Jeff? Are we worried
about what, Andy?
They dropped three in a row.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you,
heaven
Jeff,
forbid.
Right now, this team is out of gas. I'm not saying they're going to be out of gas, but they look like they're out of gas right now.
Well, they better get some gas because the road trip continues.
Well, yeah. And nothing's close on this West Coast trip either. There aren't like little hour flights. They've got some long flights between these.
Well, my God, that's going to be rough in those business class seats that they recline in. After they've enjoyed their filet and lobster.
Well, you can never have enough filet and lobster. That's what I say. I don't know. Maybe it's weighing them down.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. They're eating too well.
I mean, they had to fly from, what, Sacramento last night to Phoenix was where they're next. And then they got to
head
north up to Utah.
That's just
then they got to go west again to Portland.
Oh, that's so far.
I mean, they're doing their own Lewis and Clark trail out there. I mean, come on. This is hard work they
Lewis
do.
Lewis and Clark.
My point here is I do think they're out of gas right now. I'm not saying that they're not going to refill the tank, but they just, you know, they got to 56-10. They put 133 on the board. We saw some little waves of the way they were playing. We're like, I hope they're going to be able to pull this off later. I don't
see the
feel we're good about this.
See the standings?
Today?
Six games ahead of the Boston Celtics.
Oh, so that lead's gone down, what, a game and a half? They were up eight, weren't
two
they?
Two and a half. Weren't they up 8.5?
Oh, I thought they were up
so,
eight.
Anyhow, it's down to six.
So now are we concerned about the top seed?
No. There are only, what, 11 games to go? Cavs would have to just, and here's the thing. For the Cavs not to be the top seed, they would have to just fall into oblivion here down the stretch. And the Celtics would still have to win.
It's a three-game losing streak. I just think, you tell me if you think I'm crazy. I think they just run out of gas right now. I think they're tired.
I think this team looks tired right now. That might be.
And they're, well, I was going to say they're going up against teams that are healthy, but.
You know what I'd say more
than Sacramento was missing guys last night, too.
Well, they're missing like two of their top three players.
Yeah, I know.
But the Cavs didn't have Darius Garland last night.
Okay.
Well.
Shouldn't they be able to beat Sacramento when they're down two of their top players without Darius?
Andy, it's the NBA. You know what that means? It means the best team doesn't win on any given night.
It's true. I get it.
It means you worry about the road trip. It means you're worried about blah, 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 blah. Look, I do have thoughts about the Cavs, and I've shared them, that this is why I think they might not get to the NBA Finals. I don't think they will get to the NBA Finals. They could. Mm. I hope I'm wrong. But right now, they're not the team I would pick out of the East. And
you take Boston?
Yeah, I would take Boston.
For $6 billion? Would you take Boston?
I'd take Boston if they wanted to give me $6 billion. Sure, I could deal with that.
If I had $6 billion, I'd be selling it so I could have the $6 billion back in
exactly
my pocket.
Exactly right.
I don't need the basketball.
Do I need a basketball team? No.
Seriously, if you had $6 billion, you're like, I'm going to go buy a basketball team. Talk about ego-driven, right?
Kind of. Welcome to sports ownership.
It's crazy. I just like... Yeah, I get so many different things. And we live in sports. I'm like, would you pay $6 billion for a franchise?
You know one thing I wonder about with the Cavs?
Mm.
And this is, I don't think this is a big deal. And I don't think you could do a whole lot about it now. Jared Allen hasn't missed a game this year. Should he rest a little?
Yes. He could have a little time off. I have no problem with that. He's
earned it. Does he want to play every game?
I know he wants to play every game. I know it. But, you know, he's kind of earned it, don't you think?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, playing every game is something guys want to do sometimes.
I've asked this, although, yeah, why? So you can be eligible for the MVP? That's all that really matters right now, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know.
All right, so let me ask you this question. Do you think the Cavaliers are out of gas for the moment? Does it matter? Maybe it does, because what if they're totally out of gas, Jeff? I'm just saying,
Andy,
I'm not panicking.
Freaking out again.
I'm not freaking out. I'm just saying, I think they're out of gas. I'm not like over the top crazy about this, but I'm a little concerned. They look tired. And that's why they've lost three in a row for just the second time all season. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.